A CSX freight train derailed near a metro stop in Washington, D.C. on Sunday morning, sending about 10 cars off the tracks and spilling hazardous material from one of them, emergency officials and the railroad company said. No injuries were immediately reported and no evacuations were ordered. The train derailed Sunday about 6:40 a.m. near the Rhode Island Avenue Metro station, and one of the derailed cars is leaking sodium hydroxide, which is used to produce various household products, including soap and detergents, CSX spokeswoman Kristen Say said. Sodium hydroxide is a highly corrosive chemical that can irritate and burn the skin and eyes. CSX says it is working with first responders to contain the chemical. It was not immediately clear what caused the derailment. Photos tweeted by DC Fire and Emergency showed cars in a zigzag line across the tracks. Chris Nellum said he lives nearby and his window looks directly over the tracks. I thought it was like a semi-truck coming toward the building, and when I looked out the window, I saw cars piling up, said Nellum, who had just moved in the night before. So I'm not even used to hearing trains. It was jarring. Part of Rhode Island Avenue was closed in both directions. Nellum said his girlfriend tried to leave the area and was told to stay put, but she eventually found a way out. She's an environmentalist, so she's very concerned about whatever is leaking, he said. The Red Line's Rhode Island station also is closed, and Metro was reporting delays along that line. Metro said it would establish bus shuttle service between the Noma and Brooklyn stations. The CSX train had three locomotives and 175 cars, including 94 that were loaded with mixed freight and 81 that were empty. This article posted by the Associated Press in Washington.